Big update from Atlassian. Confluence now supports in-product visual generation and lets you invoke third-party agents. Partners named include Lovable, Replit, and Gamma.
That's a very practical change. Teams can create diagrams, mockups, and visuals without leaving the page where specs and plans already live.
Exactly. The article stresses it's not just a new feature but a shift in where creation happens. Reduce context switching, and keep AI output in the same source of truth.
And Atlassian isn't trying to build one giant model. They're opening the surface to partners, a modular AI layer where the platform owns the workflow and partners provide task-specific intelligence.
The named integrations underline that. The partners map to different workflows, building, coding, and presentation-style output, so teams get specialized tools rather than one generic assistant.
That could help different roles, but it can also fragment the experience. Users will have to learn which agent to pick, when to trust it, and how its outputs fit into a Confluence page.
The governance point is front and center. Third-party agents inside collaboration raise questions about permissions, data access, auditability, and how actions are logged. The control plane matters as much as the models.
Right, from a broader angle, vendors are competing to own the interface where work happens, not just the best underlying model. Placement inside workflows is becoming the strategic asset.
So the open question remains whether teams will adopt agent-driven creation at scale or treat it as a handy but narrow extension of existing tools. Atlassian is betting on the former.
If they get the balance right, Confluence could become a lightweight AI creation layer for enterprises. If not, it risks becoming another interface stack users bypass with specialized apps.